Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at non-responders to exercise, and finally a story about cracking sounds and spinal manipulation beliefs. For HealthBeat, wishing everybody a safe, healthy, and happy new year, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 658. Recorded January 4th, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. It is well established that exercise is an important component in the maintenance of good health, and yet recent studies have demonstrated that a subsection of individuals experience no significant improvements following an exercise training intervention. Such individuals are commonly termed non-responders. However, recently a number of researchers have taken a skeptical view as to whether exercise non-response either exists or is clinically relevant. In this study, the authors explore the research underpinning exercise response to determine whether non-response to exercise actually exists. The authors state in their conclusion, quote, "Based on our interpretations of the available evidence, we suggest that it is unlikely that global non-responders to exercise exist. Furthermore, we suggest that realization effectively counters the perception that some individuals will not positively respond to exercise, and that in turn, this insight serves to encourage health professionals to create more nuanced, efficacious, and individually focused exercise prescriptions designed to circumvent and overcome apparent non-responsiveness. Adopting a more individually adaptive approach to exercise prescription could, subsequently, prove a powerful tool in promoting population health." End quote. As always, discuss all exercise-related issues with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. The journal Joint Bone Spine recently published a study to examine beliefs about cracking sounds heard during HVLA, that's high velocity, low amplitude thrust spinal manipulation, in individuals with and without personal experience of this technique. The authors included 100 individuals. Among them, 60 had no history of spinal manipulation, including 40 who were asymptomatic with or without a past history of spinal pain, and 20 who had nonspecific spinal pain, according to the abstract. The remaining 40 patients had a history of spinal manipulation. Among them, 20 were asymptomatic and 20 had spinal pain. The study concluded that certain beliefs have documented adverse effects. This study showed a high prevalence of unfounded beliefs regarding spinal manipulation. These beliefs deserve greater attention from healthcare providers, particularly those who practice spinal manipulation. Surf to our show notes for details. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. In ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again wishing everybody a Happy New Year. This has been Dr. Todd Eglow.